We're back on the air. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I am host of Radio Entrepreneurs, and I want to thank everybody who's been listening, tying into the radio show. I've been watching you on our social media sites every week. More people are joining. And this week, all week, we're being hosted by our great friends and partners to Radio Entrepreneurs at the accounting firm of Gray, Gray & Gray in Canton, Mass. And that means I'm being joined by Rich Hershen as my co-host. Hi, Rich.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Good, thanks, Rich. It's been a long time since I've seen you.
I know, all summer. I hope you had a good summer.
Yeah, you're back at work again, right?
Yeah, I'm back at work. You're the one who's back at work, but it's good to be hosting again, and glad we could bring the show over here for the week.
That's good. We're all excited about it. And our next guest is Isaiah Bollinger of Trellis. Hi, Isaiah. Isaiah, sorry about that.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for inviting me on the show.
Okay, so you're going to tell us what Trellis is all about, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So Trellis has evolved over the past 4 years to now become a full-service e-commerce solutions agency. Working with small, medium, and even we work with some Fortune 1000 companies. And I do have to caveat, we also do regular websites as well, non-e-commerce websites, some smaller ones and also larger ones, but e-commerce is definitely our focus.
How did you get into this area?
So I used to work for a company called Super Media, and even before that, I kind of always wanted to, you know, get out on my own and work with a lot of different businesses, and I always struggled in that I was interested in a lot of different businesses, so I knew that I need to go in some sort of path that'll allow me to work with lots of different businesses. But what drew me to Super Media at the time was they were launching kind of this new like web design and marketing packages for small businesses, which would offer me to work with a lot of businesses. Unfortunately, I just felt their product wasn't really scalable. And so quickly kind of realized after selling it to, you know, a number of small businesses that there was no like future path for them to grow on the web. Like, you know, you build a site and then it was like, what's next? Like, you can't really just build a site and let it sit to be successful. You have to kind of be working on your site, like whether it's adding blog posts or whatever it is, new features. So kind of saw an opportunity to set out on my own and see what I could do by providing a more scalable solution on my own. Definitely harder than I thought.
It always is.
We could get the business and obviously we kind of grew and started to get more and more business, but kept running into new kind of competitive roadblocks as we scaled the business. So it's definitely been a pretty big challenge, but we've grown a lot since when we started. So
how many employees are you up to now?
So I think we're 11 full time. Sometimes I have trouble keeping up with that. You know, it's changed a little bit. We have a lot of part-time and freelance employees as well. So I think we're 11 full-time and probably about 4 or 5 freelancers.
So you started the company 4 years ago with just yourself as?
I actually had, one of the biggest challenges for me was just getting good people and partners. I knew I wasn't gonna be able to do it on my own. So I tried a few different partners and that didn't really work out. So luckily kind of got connected to one person who, was our CTO for a little while, and then the other guy who's our partner, my partner right now, is like basically head of operations, or he's our COO, but he's also a developer. So I knew I needed someone more technical than myself because I was kind of stronger in the marketing and sales side. And I could do development, but not as well as they could. So that's what kind of led me to partner with those guys.
Great. What have been some of the biggest challenges as you've grown the company over the 4 years?
I would definitely say the two biggest challenges are number one is getting good people. We're a service-oriented business, so we rely entirely on freelancers and full-time employees. So getting good people and keeping them is really, really difficult. Also, in a competitive market in which, like, you know, a good developer can go leave to like either a funded startup that has millions of dollars or like TripAdvisor or any of the other big like tech companies in Boston. So
sorry, I'm all choked up today. You know,
it's a very emotional interview.
I know. Yeah. Unbelievable. This whole web development stuff gets to me. You know, thanks. I have a side guy over here. You know, so many companies are doing what you're doing. Everybody's falling into this space and saying that they do web development. So let's say I work with Trellis for a year, two years. what am I going to say afterward when I meet somebody on the street that they say to me, why are you working with Trellis?
Well, I would hope that they would say that we really know what we're doing. We've been around the block. We've worked with small companies, mid-sized companies, large companies. We've worked with a lot of different technologies and kind of methodologies in terms of building websites. And we've really kind of fine-tuned our process and built around what we believe are kind of the best technologies for definitely the small and mid-sized market and probably the upper mid-sized market kind of moving into the enterprise. So we're starting to kind of build more around the enterprise as well. So I think they would really see that we're pretty innovative and that we're constantly keeping up with the industry, which I think is a really, really difficult thing to do. And I think you'll see that a lot of like web development firms and so-called firms are behind the mark because the technology is changing so fast that if you're not literally evolving on like a weekly basis, you're gonna fall behind. Like literally it's that fast.
Yeah. So where do you see the future going? Where are the next 4 years for the company?
Yeah, that's a great question. B2B e-commerce is a pretty big area that we're focused on. Business to business, selling to businesses online. It's really complex. It's kind of a behind the scenes industry. It's almost $1 trillion in the United States that most people don't really know about. So like kind of those closed off portals that most people don't even like whatever see, you know, you could have like a account. So for instance, like one of our partners is a company called Order Cloud. They're a B2B e-commerce platform and one of their customers is Papa John's. So they have a portal. Papa John's is a portal where all their restaurants, 9,000 restaurants can go order from that portal. So that kind of replaced all the call centers. So that's definitely a trend that's starting to pick up where to be competitive, you're going to have to basically automate that process and move away from the call centers because people want to order 24/7. They don't want to have to call in and wait for like it's 10 p.m. and they want to order something for their business. And so that's a big, big area of focus for us.
And you guys can help design the web interface?
Yeah. So one of the big areas that we can help is like manufacturers is a target that we will really want to go after because they need to start selling direct to consumers and they also need to sell to businesses online. So figuring out that whole process is definitely a challenge for small, medium, and even huge manufacturers. So I think where we really shine is the complex problems that, you know, kind of the, like you said, the market's saturated because there's no barrier to entry in the industry.
Anyone
can just start building a website, but that doesn't mean they can actually execute like a really, really complex website. They'll definitely be in over their head. So doing really complex websites at a fair budget is, I think, where we really shine. And we can kind of beat out some of the bigger competitors who are in that space because they have a lot more overhead than us. Like they might have 100 employees and a huge, nice office in Boston or Chicago or LA and, you know, just way more overhead.
Right.
So, you know, what do you say to people who say, well, you know, I've got a small business or maybe you don't like startups and they're going to buy, let's say, a template?
Yeah, so that's been something that we've struggled with. We've kind of, in a lot of ways, we did move away from the startups because we struggled to, you know, do those small, you know, $2,000 websites profitably. So we've actually started, what we're starting to do is we're building our own infrastructure around WordPress and some other platforms in which we can, like, implement a template or something pretty cost effectively. I would definitely say we're still probably on the higher end, but what we offer is what we consider like a more scalable solution. So the problem with like a ThemeForest theme is you're gonna have a tough time scaling it because you're installing basically like more than what you need for your website. You're installing like it's like everything for everyone,
right,
in this one theme, but all you need is like your specific website. So what we do is like very custom to the business. And so we're trying to get that price down as low as we can to help startups and small businesses. But it's definitely more expensive than...
commoditized it. They've sort of Model-T'd it.
Yeah, exactly. So there's just people out there willing to do a $1,000 website or a $2,000 website. And we don't go that low. But with Shopify and WordPress, you know, we can still be pretty competitive and provide a pretty high-quality solution for a reasonable price. So we definitely like to still play in that market, and we like startups. I think we're just a little bit careful with the startups because, you know, they might not be around in a couple of years. So we like long-term customers, and it's a lot easier to get repeat business than to constantly chase business. So
great. If somebody's looking for you, or more important, looking for Trellis, how would they find it, the company?
Definitely SEO has been a big help for us. So we've kind of done our best to popularize our website on the search engines around certain keywords, like Magento is a technology that we use heavily. So like Magento Boston, they would find us like through terms like that. So we definitely get a good amount of like online visibility. And then the other kind of the main ways we've really been able to kind of win businesses is that and partners and kind of referrals. So we've been just kind of constantly building up a big partner network. So for instance, we partnered with a company called Zurb, which built basically like the leading responsive framework foundation. It's similar to Bootstrap. I don't know if that means anything to you guys, but it's kind of what's used to make a website mobile friendly. And they do the design, but they don't actually implement the website. So they were looking for partners like us to help implement the website. So we'll like tag team a project with them. So that's.
And if someone wanted to give you a call, I'm sure you've got a fantastic website for your own company. So what is the web address?
Oh, yeah. So it's trellis.co. Yeah. So the simple answer is trellis.co.
All right.
Not
.com. All that investment in leadership that Gray Grand Gray has paid off. You see that?
Yeah. So if you want to find us, it's just trellis.co, not .com. Unfortunately, that was taken. But we're happy with trellis.co. And we think more and more people will start to get used to the .co extension. So
Isaiah. As the trends change, will you come back and talk to us about the changing trends in websites?
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually something that I'm most interested in, I would say, is just kind of the evolving landscape.
We don't want to talk about you. We don't want to talk about
none of us are interested in that.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think that's what people want to hear about, is what right. are the emerging trends and what do they need to do to stay competitive, because it is a challenge for any size business.
So that's what we want. You come back, you'll do that again with
yeah,
us?
Yeah, absolutely. Now that I know how to get here, so.
Okay, we'll move it around.
Yeah, we'll switch locations just to mess with
us. Switch locations just to
try studio. Not to go too far away from the
we'll
city.
We'll move back to the Natick location so you'll show up here and say, where are you
guys? That's actually better for me, so.
Okay. Well, we've been speaking with Isaiah Bollinger of Trellis, with Rich Hershen, member of the accounting firm of Gray, Gray, and Gray, our host for this week. My name is Jeffrey Davis of Mage. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.